The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, June the 28th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled, All They That Hate Me Love Death. And the time is 8:17 a.m. now 8:18 a.m. here in London, making it, 3:18 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 18 minutes past midnight on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so today's show title is from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, which reads, "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death," and is inspired by the British Parliament's recent passing of laws to allow assisted dying and abortion at any point in pregnancy, even moments before birth. Okay, so Peter came back, for those of you who didn't know. It was 5 weeks that he was gone. It was one of those strange things that he was originally going to go at a certain time, and he didn't. And I made plans for that time, so I couldn't have him on for the first couple of weeks when he would have been available. And then when he did go, he was away longer than expected. But he's back now, and we did a show together called The Real Story Behind the War Between Israel and Iran. So that is on the website. It's over an hour. If you haven't checked it out yet, it's at achshow.com. It'll be along the top next to this one. But in the similar vein, for those of you who have been listening when I used to have regular monthly guests on, a couple of times a month I would have Mark Dankoff on with Dr. Patrick Slattery. And one time it was a show led by Patrick called Boomer Califragilistic Expialidocious, I recall. And then I think it became the Bloviators, did it? I get confused. You always, it's quite fun messing about with show titles. You'll see a lot of other people in the independent stroke alternative media do the same, having fun with show titles. But the one with Mark Dankoff was a lot simpler. What happened was our history together, I'm mentioning Mark Dankoff now, just jumping in here, is that I was doing a show pretty much from the very start of the ACH show with Dr. Adrian Krieg. And somehow Mark Dankoff got invited on. I don't know if I knew him, was introduced to him, or if Adrian knew him. But he started coming on more and more regularly. The show with Adrian was called Almost Live with Adrian and Andy. And then when Mark came in, I decided to change the title to Generations because, Adrian was in his 80s, Mark was in his 60s, and I was in my 40s. So that was really where the title came from. And when Adrian sadly passed away, we felt we didn't want to run that show without him. So we retired the title and had to come up with another one. Because what Mark would do for the show that he would lead every couple of weeks, he would go away and he would draw up what he called a roadmap for the show, what we're going to get into in a moment. And it was like a report. So I remembered on RBN, there used to be something called the Piper Report, which was Michael Collins Piper's show. And it wasn't like a weekly or two weekly report like Mark Dankoff was. It was a Monday to Friday show. And I suggested that to Mark, and he liked the title straight away. But it wasn't really my idea, because I got it from RBN's The Piper Report. But it fits very well in the way that Mark does a show. So now I've set that scene for you, and hopefully not put you all to sleep. If you want to hear a show that talks about Iran, Israel, all this sort of stuff, I've already heard this today. And it's yesterday's The Dankoff Report. And you can... Well, let me first give you a description, because I've got a few links here. So this is from the start of his roadmap of the show. I'm not going to read it all out, but there's a link to it that I'll tell you where to find it. Friday, June the 27th, 2025, Mark Dankoff is on RBN Live at 1 p.m. Central Time. Topic, how Ashura on the 10th of Muharram, commemorating what happened in Karbala, brackets Iraq, in 680 AD, will make the Zionist government of the United States rue the recent attacks on Iran. And that was what the show was all about. And he didn't really touch on anything else. It was all about Iran and Israel and the US getting involved and, you know, very negative portents for the future. I don't know if portent means a negative event or an event, so it might be a double negative I've just given you then. There was an James Herbert book called Portent. It was one of his weakest ones, as I recall. Anyway, so to get that show, you go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org, and if you go there today, you should find it on the home page. You just scroll down to the Dankoff Report, which... The Dankoff Report with Mark Dankoff, there you go. But if it's not on the front page, you will see on the right-hand side there is a show host banner with a select category drop-down box in it. You click the little drop-down arrow thingy, like a V, and then you scroll down to M for Mark, and there you click on Mark Dankoff, and it'll give you his most recent shows with the most recent first, and that is already up there, so that's another way that you can get it. And in the description, you will see the link to the roadmap of the show. So I just copied and pasted that into my browser, and I do recommend it. He tends to do a show every couple of weeks. I don't know. I'm seeing that... He didn't do last week, but he seems to be doing it every week. I know for a while he was doing it every couple of weeks, but yeah. So there you go. It's worth a listen. I enjoyed listening to it. I have a view that everything's controlled. Mark doesn't share that view. Dr. Patrick Slattery doesn't share that view. I find it interesting listening to them for their view. And so long as at the end of the show I feel that I've heard an interesting point of view, it's worth listening to. Ultimately, as you will find out today, the best person to judge what to listen to is you. Okay? And the best person to work out what is going on is you. And I've got loads of items of news that we're going to get into. Well, we get into right now, I think. So there was no bonus show this week. Very close to a bonus show. I think I need another 10 or 20 pounds. Excuse me, have a little drink of water. We're going into another heat wave today, but my little barometer here says 77 degrees Fahrenheit at the moment, so not too bad. So I've got all these articles from last Saturday, and we'll get into them now. First up, there was a couple of articles in the Daily Mail. Basically, a police officer told Christians to stop preaching the gospel outside King's Cross Station. Okay? And King's Cross Station is even on the Monopoly board, because I was playing Monopoly on my phone yesterday. felt very hard done by. I think that the computer was getting, whenever it landed on community chest and stuff, it was getting money given to it. And when I was landing on it, I was getting money taken from me. But that's another story. I won't moan about that now. So it obviously had enough feedback on it. Well, actually, let's see how many comments that it had. So the headline here is "Shocking Moment Police Officer Tells Christians to Stop Preaching the Gospel Outside King's Cross Station, Telling Them I Just Think It's Wrong." Well, it's not about your opinion, okay? You're there, well, it should be to keep the peace. That was what it was all about, really. But now it's enforce the law. So it's not your law. I know a lot of police officers think it's their law. I think that they are offended so they can do what they want, including offend us. But the comments on this Daily Mail article says 3,000 in brackets, so it's gone over that. All right, so that's probably what inspired this article, which came out the day after. Headline: "Police Say Why Christians Were Told to Stop Preaching Gospel Outside One of London's Busiest Stations, But Announce Review by Senior Officer." Yeah, we already know that Christianity seems to be the one religion that falls outside any sort of laws to protect people's religious beliefs for some reason. I think I know the reason. But essentially, they've come back shortly after, in my opinion, and I might be wrong, seeing the amount of response that article got, having to explain themselves. And this follow-up article's only got 482 comments, I can see. What they're saying is that the preachers were moved on because they were using a loudspeaker to spread their message, which is something that needs to be approved by Network Rail before use. But that doesn't explain why a police officer said, "I just think it's wrong." So there you go. And we can see that one of the people, you can see him from the back, they've got a T-shirt: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life." Obviously, these lines are cut off a bit. I know it's I've missed some words out the verse. I can't recall them exactly now. But that is a very important part of the Bible. Okay, so let's move on to... There was a man staying in the Asylum Hotel, and this was in Southsea, which is, I believe, in Hampshire, not too far from where I am. And he'd been charged with rape after he attacked a woman on June the 11th. And this was deliberately kept... Well, it says that there are allegations that members of Portsmouth City Council sought to keep the nature of the charged man's accommodation secret in order to avoid community unrest. Sounds very similar to those rape gangs, doesn't it? You know, we don't want any sort of... You know, we have a plan here. That's what it sounds like. And, you know, the plan is to bring these people in, and any negative publicity surrounding this could affect our plan. That's the way I interpret it. How do you interpret it? Okay, let's move on to, in the same vein, they found out there's been a report that some councils are housing up to 10 times more asylum seekers than homeless people. Well, I'm not at all surprised about that, because again, there appears to be an agenda here. Because, to my mind, if you're a charitable person and you've got some spare bedrooms in your house and you think, well, I mean, you can go back to the almshouses that the church would have. They'd have almshouses for people that couldn't afford their own place. They put them in the almshouse. They'd give them a little room there. And then when they left or passed on, then that room became available and someone else could go in there. But we have all these homeless people here, and they can't find rooms for them, but they still bring other people in, and then they house them over the people that you think would take priority because they're their own citizens. But they don't. Why do you think that is? I think I know why that is. Okay, let's move on to... there's been a study on the Gulf Stream on being on the verge of collapse. Okay. This was by the scientists from the University of California. The Gulf Stream has been weakening for more than 100 years and could soon collapse altogether. And it's due to the trend that's been happening over the last 100 years basically is likely to continue if greenhouse gases keep rising. Now, these university studies were exposed in many areas over the years. Essentially, what you think happens is these people decide to, oh, we'll just study this. But no, what happens is they approach someone for financing for a study, or it might even work the other way around. Someone might want a result of a study. So the proposition might be, we want to determine that the rising in greenhouse gases is going to potentially, that's like a word that's not, you see, they want you to believe this is going to happen so that they can get you on side of their agenda. A bit like the theory of evolution. The theory part has been dropped, hasn't it? So has the fact that he recounted it, and my mind's got Darwin, mine went blank there. As soon as I thought Darwin, I thought, well, that canoeist who faked his own death, wasn't he Darwin? But Darwin actually recanted his theory of, took it back. Is it recanted or recounted, whatever? He said it was all basically nonsense. It was a theory, and he'd since disagreed with it before he died. But that's conveniently forgotten as well. But it's theory of evolution, not actual proof, okay? So, again, that's how I believe a lot of these studies have, well, they've been proven to be like this. This is the outcome we want. We'll give you X amount of money if you can put a study together that comes out with that outcome. That's how a lot of these scientific studies work, because they're all financed by big companies. And these big companies aren't going to give you money that they try and make out some sort of charitable aims. You see how charitable these people are, okay? Just look at how they behave. So all this stuff is if they can get something out of it. That's where the financing comes from. Oh, because they're independent. They're from a university. They, you know, if all these studies came out by companies that would have product that would benefit out of their studies, then people would be, well, hang on, isn't it convenient that the study that your own people did encourages us to buy your product or go along with what you say? So it's easier to fund a university to make it look like it's independent. Now, I can't say that that's exactly what happened here. I'm just saying that there's evidence that this has happened in many other studies. So let's move on to... Oh, we talked a lot about weight loss jabs on here and all these problems that they've caused. Class actions lawsuits in America. And for those of you who don't, because we don't have class action here in the UK, to my knowledge, if we do, it's called something else. It's when so many people are affected by something that a lawyer will gather them all together and represent all of them as one case. Okay? So that would work well for, say, COVID injuries in the UK, because the own MHRA government figures revealed that nearly 500,000 people had reported being injured by them and over 2,000 being killed by them. But I don't really read a lot of stories about that going on. Maybe it is happening, it's not being reported, maybe it's not. I know that the companies can't be sued for it? I know that's the case in America. The government has to, or is it the government has to indemnify them? Something like that. Very convenient though, isn't it? But yeah, they're going to, in the UK, they're now giving out the weight loss jab Mounjaro for free. So, yeah, that makes you wonder if that's something benevolent or something more sinister. the useless eaters. Sort of a bit of a pun there. I don't want to go there. They might accuse me, am I fatophobic or something? But yeah, presumably you have to be overweight to take something like that. So that would be a whole new term for useless eaters, if indeed these people are being targeted by a drug that is unsafe, rather than actually being given it to help them, as seems to be the selling point here. We've got the Club World Cup. This is football, as we call it over here. Soccer, as you call it in the US. It's in the US as well, so many would be aware of it. I don't think many of you are going to it, because early reports that I saw were the stadiums were, I think, more than half empty where the games are being played. But it is incredibly hot over there. And as a result, the sniffer dogs at the Club World Cup have been wearing Crocs to protect their little feet. And that was a story that was reported by In the Sun newspaper in the UK. Sniffer dogs at Club World Cup wearing Crocs to protect their paws from boiling pavements amid code red health warning is the full headline, if you want to see this little German shepherd wearing his green Crocs shoes in the photo there, panting on the grass. Very sweet. So let's move on to something not so sweet, but also involving animals. I mentioned before that vet bills have been rocketing up in this country due to the last decade or so. A load of big companies have been taken over. They've been taking over vet practices. Let me just say the short version, because I can't pronounce the full word. So your local vet, like I used to say, your local barber one day will be an Amazon barber. All right, it's going to go down to that level. You will own nothing and you will be happy. That was part of all the lockdowns and that. The people that, well, the small businesses weren't declared essential. The big businesses were. So many of the small businesses went out of business, which meant they were less competition at the end of it for the big businesses. So who do you think benefited out of that? Okay, but vet practices. What's essentially going on is the elites are making such a stupendous amount of money because they've got control of all the governments, and so they make all the laws in their favour, that they don't know, well, they do know what to do with it. You will own nothing and you will be happy. So they're going down to the level of buying up vets. As a result of buying up vets, the prices of the vets have been going up. They've been given, rather than helping animals, been given cakes when they hit their financial targets, according to the BBC. And more people are coming in to have their pets euthanized than treated, because they just haven't got the money to pay for the treatment. And the headline of this BBC article is, "More pets being put down due to rising vet bills, BBC told." So these are the sort of people, again, it goes back to the show title, "All they that hate me love death." This is where we are, and it's biblical. So make of that what you will. Let's move on to, now, talking about vaccines. This is why I mentioned at the start of the show, you need to look at what you hear and make your own judgment on it. Because I made a judgment on this show that it appeared to me, when the mainstream media started acknowledging, okay, there has been some problems with the vaccine. Very, very small, very, very small, you know, but we will mention it because we're looking more and more suspicious by just not mentioning it at all. It looked to me like they were funneling it into AstraZeneca, because that's been closed and it's no longer available. So it would make sense that, all right, let's admit that there were, but we'll blame it on one that's not going to come out again, because we might have one lined up for Pfizer. We don't want to put your Pfizer. Okay, so when I saw an article, again, Daily Mail, saying that the COVID vaccine may trigger deadly brain inflammation, and then I looked through it and it said that this was a man who had been given AstraZeneca's jab, I thought, oh, you know, maybe I called that one right. But only the following day, I get this headline from the Daily Mail, exclusive. I was a healthy father of four until I had the Pfizer COVID vaccine. What happened next destroyed me, and I spent £100,000 looking for a cure. So they're not funneling it into AstraZeneca. So what are they doing? Well, my new interpretation, which is subject to change as news comes in, my opinion changes if it encourages me to change it for whatever reason. Think of it this way. If someone was to say, oh, you just cover it up, you do your mainstream media, you know, you cover up all these injuries, and they can say, well, here's some articles, we've reported on it. And then what you're going to say, you're going to say, well, you always seem to... No, we can show you. Look, you're telling us that we covered it up, and we're showing you an article right here. The BBC did something similar. They did an in-depth article on the guy that was vaccine injured. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. After 2 years of just deadly silence on the issue from mainstream media. I mean, I couldn't find any articles talking about it. But now it kind of makes sense that they can then come out and say that. But I think my feeling is to get that out the way, you're going to see more articles like this. Daily Mail headline, researchers warn of another fatal old people disease that's rising in under 50s, and a food favourite could, I highlight the word could, be partly to blame. And it's processed food, apparently, is causing heart disease. And it's happening, well, worldwide. So it could also be something else that they don't want to mention. But they'll cover themselves, oh, well, no, we mentioned that. We mentioned that because we did these articles on it. You know, these people have been injured by that. But when you see the big blanket article, so if loads of people, there's a big rise in heart disease, strokes and stuff like that, you never hear it could be the vaccines, but it could be processed food, you see? See how it seems to be working and why it's so important to look at the mainstream media rather than some of these grifters in the independent media who, when anything happens, will, or, you know, I saw one of the most common ones, who've made their money out of doom and gloom stuff for decades. Oh, well, America's going to be having troops in their country. They're going to be invaded. All this sort of nonsense. I saw the headline off before it's news, and I was just like, I'm not even going to entertain this. If I want to, I'll get more intelligence out of, you know, just listening to Crazy Frog CD. Do you see what I mean? This is just fear porn for the sake of it, for the sake of the grift, because that's all this person knows how to do, because that's what's made them money over the years. And they're not interested in looking through and sharing how their beliefs may change. They know that that grift makes them money, so they always have to present that sort of information to keep the grift going. I'm more interested in seeing what's happening and having my own interpretation. Ultimately, my interpretation is a biblical one. Ultimately, I know who's going to be in charge in the end times. And Jesus Christ said it's the synagogue of Satan. And I have yet to hear anybody say anything that disproves what Jesus Christ said. But what I do here is I see what's taking us toward that end, what sort of things they're up to, and how they could cover things up. And the mainstream media, to that extent, is a lot more interesting to look at than the alternative media, because the mainstream media is what the moneyed people are putting together to manipulate the masses, whereas the alternative media, a lot of it is just clickbait, and there's very little now. When I was younger, 20 years ago, most of what was out there, you could kind of, you could find proof for it somewhere, things like that. Whereas now the vast majority is just clickbait nonsense. So it's been corrupted. It was planned to be corrupted. We had the Obama-Kassunstein plan to corrupt it, to infiltrate it, and that has happened. So, going back to what I said about studies, there's another study here. This one was done by the University of Technology in Sydney, and they've discovered a link. A link. So a link could be anything, but the link is between freak wind gusts and global warming. So again, this global warming that we're being served up all the time and being forced upon us and what have you. The headline, if you want to look into it any deeper, I wouldn't bother. Daily Mail again. Bad news for nervous flyers. Severe turbulence is set to get even worse thanks to climate change. Yeah, make sure you get it right. Climate change, not global warming, because you see, if things start getting colder, then people say, well, you know, you say global warming, but it's getting colder. So they had to change the terminology that covers them at both ends because they know it's nonsense. So if it gets colder or warmer, they're covered by the term climate change, aren't they? All right, I'll start the headline again because I digressed. Bad news for nervous flyers. Severe turbulence is set to get even worse thanks to climate change. Scientists say as they discover a link between freak wind gusts and global warming. There you go. Let's go on to the next one. Oh, this is delightful here. They're opening a National Biosecurity Centre in Surrey, which is where I was born. It's a very big place. Well, probably not big for those of you in America, where things are very, very big, but it's a county. And we only have a certain amount of counties in the UK. Don't ask me how many, but a few. And they're building this so-called biosecurity agency or centre. It's going to contain incurable and fatal viruses, including Ebola. And so, of course, the headline, I think, is pretty good from the Daily Mail in this one. What could possibly go wrong? Question mark. World's most deadliest viruses will be kept in Surrey. So, yeah, you can imagine we had people going into an RAF base last week and spray painting planes. And as a result, the group that they represented, Palestine Action, the Home Secretary is calling for them to be proscribed, which means if anybody shows any support for them in any way, to what I can understand, they can go to prison for 14 years. So does that sound like justice to you, that you have a certain belief and, oh, you have that belief, do you? Okay, you go to prison for 14 years. Bye. That doesn't sound like justice to me. That sounds like tyranny. But it wouldn't have happened if the people at that base have been doing their job. Right, any sort of military bases, you expect them to have electrified fences and all sorts of stuff. So how these people got in, it could give rise to other conspiracy theories, couldn't it? Oh, maybe they were let in to do what they did so that they could be prescribed. But maybe they weren't. Maybe we'll never know. Let's move on to... Oh, here's another couple of interesting things. So, loads of brands of vehicle are ditching or delaying their plans for electric cars, okay? And I'm not going to go through all the ones that are, because it's the majority, including Ford. So we're talking about major manufacturers. But the ones that aren't, one of the undecided manufacturers is BMW, and the other one's Renault. So pretty much all the other big names are, because people just don't want them. Now, BMW, as I understand, let me just see, hold on. Oh, cancel that. BMW subscription aircon. Let's see if this came. Okay, so I've typed in BMW well, spelt it wrong, but fortunately Google corrected it for me, one of the few decent things it does. These are results for BMW subscription aircon. BMW does not offer a subscription service specifically for air conditioning. While BMW does have a subscription service called BMW Digital Premium that includes remote features like remote climate control, heating, ventilation and air conditioning, it's not solely focused on air conditioning. You can use the My BMW app to remotely precondition your vehicle, including setting the temperature before you get in, according to BMW UK. BMW also offers air conditioning recharge and refresh services, which include checking for leaks. I imagine they're doing all of that for free. But here's a Reddit post. BMW, it's too hot. Is this how I renew my air conditioning? So let me see what that takes us to. This is by AMG Smurf. It's the top result under the AI thing that I got from that. Someone's put $20. Keep going, at least a 50. Gonna need a Benny for that. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. There's a WordPress ad at the top that someone's put in. Thank you for doing that and ruining the post. 3 years ago, Toyota is, well, it's deleted now, but it says Toyota is doing it too. You now have to pay $30 a month to use remote start on any Toyota or Lexus that has the remote start feature. Below that, into the Nexus from 3 years ago. This is literally how all of the manufacturers allow app access. They give you X amount of years free. Then you pay between $10 to $50 a month to continue access. So that was immediately what I thought when I saw that article about BMW still sticking with the EV model. So it seems they're not alone in what they're up to, if indeed they are charging for it. The AI didn't specify that they were charging. Okay. The next one. There's been, you're going to be really shocked about this, £50,000 Mercedes explodes. Moment £50,000 electric Mercedes EQA explodes after suspected battery fault, destroying two other cars parked nearby. That is the headline from the Daily Mail. And quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, if every electric car exploded in the UK at once, then all we would be hearing from the government is, oh, we need to replace all these electric cars. Because the decision has been made at the top. This is where they're going. They know that ultimately people are going to find them out. So they need to be ready that when they're found out, oh, okay, so you found us out, then all right. If you want to talk about it, we'll turn your car off. We'll turn your heating off at home through your smart meter. We'll do all these different things to you if you open your mouth. We can't jail you all. We can't kill you all. So that's what we're going to do instead. So that's why all these things are being lined up now. It doesn't matter how many fires, all this sort of stuff going on. That's irrelevant. Because they have a certain plan that they're going to put into practice. It doesn't matter how much of this goes on. They are in control and they will do what they want. So anyway, that's my opinion. The skydive I mentioned, that a woman sadly died on a tandem skydive at a place I did a tandem skydive, Dunkerswell Airfield in Devon. They've opened the inquest, but they've kind of opened it and said, well, we're investigating, bye. But someone made the point in the comments of the article. It says both the lady, let me see, the instructor was called Adam Harrison and the pupil was Belinda Taylor, and they both died from multiple injuries when the parachute failed to open and they crashed to the ground. Well, apparently they have a secondary parachute. Now, my memory's not the best, as you know. But I don't recall being told by my instructor when we jumped out, look, if anything happens to me, if suddenly I'm unresponsive, just press this button or something, you know, like I was given a chicken switch or something. So that being the case, if I was asked to call this what I think happened, it sounds to me, it's very unlikely that a main parachute wouldn't work and then a second backup wouldn't work. It's more likely that something happened to the instructor that he was unable to deploy either parachute. So I'm thinking some sort of loss of consciousness in the air, something like that. That's what I think it sounds like anyway. So we will see, but I will keep you up to date with that one. As you know, I check the mainstream media every day, sometimes several times a day. I go to dailymail.co.uk. If you want to be a sucker for punishment like myself, you can go there yourself and you just start at the top and you scroll all the way down. And I'll give you a little, there's a, it's an endurance, it's a speed test as well, because generally, as I'm getting towards the bottom, suddenly the page refreshes and I end up back at the top. I have to scroll all the way down to find my place. It's very annoying. I very rarely get from top to bottom before it's refreshed itself. I tend to look at lunchtime, my time. So there's obviously more stories later in the day. So I'll nip back in about 6 o'clock and maybe look at the first, you know, 10, 15 stories until I get to one. Oh, I recognise that from looking at it earlier. I won't bother. So that's how I do it. And I don't just use the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail has been called the, by some people, the biggest news website in the world, which the purpose of this show is to see what the mainstream news are reporting to us. And so I'm drawn to the bigger sites. But also look at other sites like, obviously, the BBC. I will be looking at them later. And The Sun is one that I look at. Let's quickly go to oddity central.com. I haven't been there for a couple of weeks even myself. I'll give you some of the headlines here. Let's do that. Have a little bit of a break from all the doom and gloom. Well, I don't know, this first one. So it's oddity central.com. I'll just run through some headlines. Fishbone stuck in woman's throat eventually protrudes through her neck. That's pretty unpleasant. Demand for lip augmentation increasingly popular among Dagestani men, reports suggests. Family set up fake dental clinic, perform dozens of procedures using online tutorials. Chinese scientists unveil mosquito-sized surveillance drone. Chinese city sets new world record with 11,787 drone light show. Texas man discovered ex-fiancee married him without his consent. Ghana's Drunkard Association protests high alcohol prices. Moroccan man sued for impersonating muscular Italian man on Tinder. Chinese man with small eyes keeps triggering cars asleep at the wheel warning. Angry beekeeper sets bees on police during routine traffic stop. At China's beer exchange bar, prices fluctuate according to demand, like stocks. Man suffers heavy metal poisoning after using same thermos flask for 10 years. Pink refrigerator in the middle of the Namibian desert is a modern oasis. And China's godlike math genius stuns internet with extremely frugal lifestyle. Man convicted of posing as flight attendant to fly for free 120 times. That is the last on the front page. And if you like that, there are 799 more, because that says page one of 800. I've just given you the headlines. It's a great little site. I need to really get more from this each week and throw them into the news roundup to kind of, you know, sort of give you something a little bit alternative for a change. And this is real alternative stuff, not alternative stuff that always tends to focus on certain issues. A couple of reports in the Daily Mail about people prepping for World War III in the UK, which obviously I was drawn to because, as you know, I prep myself, not so much these days since I ate all my corned beef, but I've had preppers on the show. I did a show called Preparation ACH, you may remember. And these are all people in the UK. So generally when you hear about preppers in the UK, it's always these people in America. And it never works because you have different terminology for different things. So when you talk about storing certain types of food, sometimes we don't know what you're talking about in America because we call it something different. But this is all about how people are prepping in the UK. And I was interested to see a couple of articles coming out in the mainstream media on that, simply because I don't recall seeing any. And suddenly two come along in the same week. So that was something that they were looking at. And something that I've been hearing about. I read on the BBC, I think it was, initially I saw this, but the Daily Mail reported on it as well. Anti-vax, this is a Daily Mail article, headline. Exclusive anti-vaxxer mother of Cambridge grad 23 who died of cancer after refusing chemotherapy claims her daughter was gaslit by doctors and didn't have lymphoma. Well, as soon as I heard this, I thought Kate Sheramani. And it was Kate Sheramani. And I then thought Richie Allen, because he had her on his show. I think it's richieallen.co.uk. And I haven't listened to any of his shows for months. But I thought he's going to have her on. And sure enough, the very next day he had her on. So I didn't bother with the article because I know the sort of hit piece that they're going to do on this. But I did listen to the show and it was an interesting show. So what I also already heard this morning, because I say I heard the Dankoff report that I mentioned to you, and I also listened to the Not the BCFM politics show. I'm 15 minutes 48 seconds into it and they've already talked about this story. And the allegation is, because it was a BBC, I think, Panorama programme that ran with it, could this have been done for a TV programme? And I think there's probably more to it than that, although they are being quite satirical as they say this. I had a guy called David Dees on the on my show, who Jeff Rentz still puts art out by. Jeff Rentz has said on his show, because David Dees died of a sudden, fast-acting cancer, that David Dees said to himself that this was deliberately given to him. Well, I can't say that that's the case here, but you imagine the propaganda that the powers that should not be can get out of one of the biggest anti-vax, although she claims that she's not anti-vax, I think on the Richie Allen show, but who's branded anti-vax, one of the biggest... do they call them influences? Person with the most followers. Let's just say that. Let's put it in plain English. Kate Sheramani has a lot more followers. Well, I'm not on any social media, so I don't have any followers. But I imagine she has a far larger audience than me. Now, if you can injure someone close to her and then propagandise that person died because they didn't go down the conventional route like chemotherapy and instead wanted to try all these alternative things. And, you know, that's going to be very good with regard to political propaganda. Now, I'm not saying that that is the case. Again, you be the judge. I've given you the website, richieallen.co.uk. You can hear exactly what she had to say about this in a nearly 2-hour show. Now, I'll give you a better link, because he links to his archives, as I recall, on his website. As I say, I haven't listened to him for months. The archives links he gives you are things like Apple, which I believe you have to pay for, but the archive link I have for him is podomatic.com/podcast/Richie Allen. And Richie Allen is RICHIEALLEN. That's how you spell that. So you can't fail to find it. And let me just see. I believe it was Tuesday's show. If I click on it, it's going to start playing. So I need to hit the... There we go. Just caught that. I'll give you the description. Richie is joined by Kate Shemirani. I got it wrong. I got the M and the R the wrong way round. Richie is joined by Kate Shemirani. Kate is a former NHS nurse who now works in private practice. Kate gained national attention in 2020 when she spoke out against the lockdowns at mass gatherings in London and beyond. Last night, the BBC's Panorama programme alleged that Kate was responsible for the death of her daughter Paloma. Paloma died of heart failure while she was battling non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Panorama featured interviews with Kate's estranged sons and Paloma's former boyfriend. They alleged that Kate filled Paloma's head with medical misinformation which contributed to her death. On today's show, Kate tells Richie that these allegations are completely untrue and why she believes that Paloma died as a result of gross medical negligence. Do not miss this. And then he's got, for more on Kate, I may as well give you the links because there's only two. You've got KateShemirani.com and then she's on X.com as Kate Shemirani. S-H-E-M-I-R-A-N-I. A lot of spelling for you on today's show. I hope that these links are useful. And I may as well go over to the Not the BCFM Politics Show link as I mentioned that in case you want to give that a listen. So where is it? I've got it filed under Tony Gosling. So it's politicsthisweek.gn.apc.org. That's politicsthisweek.gn.apc.org. You're looking at a four-hour show that was recorded yesterday, and I haven't actually cut anything out of it apart from the musical break, which I found. And then there's a few bits at the end after the show finishes, bits of music being played, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a good long show. I'm giving you lots of stuff to listen to. So if you didn't like this, then at least you can go somewhere else today. And the other link I'm going to give you is the actual link to the Daily Mail article that I mentioned so that you can look at what the mainstream media are saying. So it's not a link, you just type in Daily Mail into Google, anti-vaxxer mother of Cambridge grad 23 who died of cancer after refusing chemotherapy claims her daughter was gaslit by doctors and didn't have lymphoma. So that is the mainstream media perspective. So you can have the alternative, the mainstream, different things like that, and you be the judge. Let's go over to Britain are getting these new nuclear fighter jets, or jets that can carry out tactical nuclear strikes. Now, I remember years ago, I think my mum told me, because we had nuclear weapons, and she said, yeah, but they're not ours, they're America's. America makes the decision. So, in other words, we don't have nuclear weapons then. Because they might be over here, but if they're America controls the button, then they're basically American nuclear weapons that are over here. And people could argue bases like Diego Garcia are very useful for America, and they put a little British badge on it. And that's, I always thought that's wrong. I thought if we've got nuclear weapons, we should have our own button. You shouldn't have a situation, but people might argue that even the American nuclear weapons, there's someone else's finger on that button, you may think. But yeah, they've even admitted it in this story that they won't be able to launch these new nuclear weapons without the United States permission. So, or rather say so. So they'll be making the decision, in other words. And finally, I mentioned these so-called budget airlines that came along, what, 20, 25 years ago now? And it all looked so good, didn't it? You were hearing about these £10 flights and all this sort of stuff, and then you get to the airport and you're ready to board. Oh, is that a bag you're carrying, sir? And then they'll charge you a fortune to take the bag on. So in the end, okay, all it was just a con. It was just an idea of an airline to make false claims about having cheap tickets. You know, everyone needs to carry a bag onto an airline, something like that. Well, Europe's actually going to do something useful for a change, because they're looking to bring in rules that ban airlines from charging extra. So in other words, a ticket is a ticket, okay? And with that ticket, you get your hand luggage, all these different things. You still have to... My parents, as you know, did a lot of travelling. And I went with them sometimes because my dad couldn't get around when he was... he had to be wheeled around on the last few holidays. So I had to go because my mum wasn't strong enough to wheel the wheelchair. But you would have to weigh your cases. Okay, so you, I forget what the weight is, but you have to, they had a little scale thing with a hook on it and you lift it off the ground. It's quite difficult because you have to hold it up high type of thing to hook it around the case and lift it up and make sure that you're not overweight what your weight limit is for the plane. Otherwise, you have to pay extra. So that's all fine. You don't want people all turning up with cases that are twice as heavy as they should be and then the plane... You know, I don't know if it would fall to the ground if it was overweight, something like that. I guess it's possible, but I don't want to sound like that guy out of, was it the Congress or the Senate that said that that island could tip over if too many people were on it. But maybe I do sound like that because I've got no idea of physics or aeronautical physics, shall we say. But yeah, I've got no problem with rules like that. You know, you've got one case per person up to X amount of weight, and then you know what your hand luggage is and what size it should be. I think at some point it used to be more you could pretty much take in there what you wanted, and then suddenly laws came in or rules came in, oh, the hand luggage has to be this exact size or less, stuff like that. So yeah, it would be good to see these people that have, it's false pretenses as far as I'm concerned. It's just some scumbag sat down somewhere, and how can we deceive our customers? Oh, let's say that we offer them cheap flights, and then when they get there, all the things that they're used to getting coming with a flight. There was even one time where they were talking about putting benches in planes rather than seats to get more people in. It's quite astonishing, some of the stuff that I've read that they will do. But one thing that they never seem to do is cut their profit margin. Funny that, isn't it? Okay, so let's go over now and see what is happening in the mainstream media right now. So we'll go over to apnews.com first. Associated Press. Justice Department abruptly fires three prosecutors involved in January 6th criminal cases, AP sources say. That's the top headline. Let's go over to... BBC News, let's have a look at their... Well, actually, let's quickly go to Reuters. Let's not be in such a hurry. I think that this show's gone on for quite a while. We're coming up to the hour mark, but we're in the home straight. The top story on Reuters is Supreme Court limits judges' power to block birthright citizenship order. A lot of people will be cheering about this sort of stuff, and I myself, you know, my view is people... elected Trump, and one of the things was he was going to get rid of send illegal immigrants, people who do not have the legal right to be in America, and return them to where they came from, which I think that is fair. If I went to a country without my passport and I turned up there, I expect to be deported. I had a friend who got deported from Australia twice because he overstayed. You have a certain amount of time that you can stay there, and if you stay over that time, you get taken to the airport and kicked out. And rightly so. You know, you can't... What's the point of having a border if people just go willy-nilly? It's crazy, this. But it's interesting how they look like there was no border under Biden, but now everything's being tightened up under Trump. Do you think they're doing that for the benevolent reason, or do you think that there'll be some sort of price to pay that, you know, these are the little, what's it, Jeff Rentz calls them, cookies that he's giving you, but the real... What they're really doing is that's to sort of butter you up, we'd call it in the UK. Keep you sweet while we get him what we really brought him in to do. And then as soon as he's got that done, you can bet your bottom dollar, folks, that the next president will have that border open faster than you can say Jack Robinson. Okay, so let's move on to BBC News and let's do their top 10. So this is the most read stories at the moment on the BBC. Number 10, the benefits U-turn raises deeper questions about the credibility of Labour's long-term plan. Basically, the Labour government have always, they're like your version of the Democrats in America. They like to give lots of benefits to people who are unfortunate in one way or another. That tends to be what they're supposed to do. But they also, when they come in, they tend to be the party that does more of the cutbacks on the benefits than the opposite, the Conservatives, because it's like, oh, the Conservatives, they're really mean. They'll take all the freebies away. So they don't tend to like to do it as much, whereas the Labour Party, I'll give you an example. There were businesses complaining many years ago that people were finding it easy to get signed off work sick, and then the company was still paying them. And so it was changed under Labour that it wasn't so easy to get signed off from work sick. Well, if you're sick, you're sick. I mean, it doesn't matter these days, because the last few jobs I had, if you were sick, you didn't get paid for that day. End of. And that was only in the last few years I worked for companies. So companies had obviously said, oh, we're not paying this. Where can we save money? Oh, well, you know, he's ill, so we don't have to pay him. Whereas in the past, you got paid. You know, you were their employee. This is your annual salary. Obviously, if you're going sick time and time and time again, it could result in disciplinary issues. Never happened to me. Any sort of disciplinary issues for being off sick. But it could, that's how it would be managed if they felt that, you know, you're having them on type of thing. But yeah, these sort of things happen. And it's not just that. We look at public-private partnerships under Labour, all this sort of nonsense that, you know, what would the Toll Puddle Martyrs think today of Tony Blair and Keir Starmer? And yeah, look up the Toll Puddle Martyrs if you haven't heard of them. Number nine, Lewis Capaldi makes emotional comeback with surprise Glastonbury set. Know the name, couldn't tell you any of his songs. Number eight, Prime Minister's benefit cuts, U-turn leaves backbenchers feeling bruised. So I digress my way into not explaining the headline number 10 on this headline as well. Essentially, Labour were going to do a load of benefit cuts, and some of their backbenchers, oh, we don't accept that. And so they were going to rebel against the government. And the danger of something like that, as you know, if enough of your own party vote against you, the opposition are going to vote against you too, and then you don't get it through. So deals were done, and I think it still got through. Number seven, health alerts come into force ahead of second heat wave. It's one of these strange things. In the UK, we get... I was reading the other day that on Saturday it can get up as high as 30... Not Saturday, Monday. They're expecting it to get up as high as 36 degrees Celsius, which I believe was 97 Fahrenheit when I looked it up. And that was right in my area. But looking today, according to BBC Weather, Sunday 30, Monday 32, Tuesday 32, Wednesday down to 25. And today it's going to have a top of 27, which is hot. But it's not ridiculously hot. I heard stories where in parts of Spain and Italy, they're expecting it to go to 47 Celsius. Now, I've only heard of that level in the likes of places in India, people dying and stuff. But already, some roads in Italy and Spain have been melting because of the extreme heat over there. And of course, it always gets warmer in the real mainland Europe, that sort of area, than it does over here in the UK. We tend to get these sort of blasts and stuff like that. So there's another weather service that can be worth looking at in the UK. It's called MetCheck Weather, metcheck.com. And that takes a little while to load up, but hopefully... so they're saying that today it's going to... This is why it's always a good look at a couple of sources, because the BBC are saying a top, where I am, of 27 Celsius today. Well, here they're saying it could go up to 31. That's the top today. Tomorrow could have a top of 32. And Monday, well, they're only up to 9 o'clock because they only give you the sort of 2 days in advance. So, yeah, I guess I'll have to wait till later in the day to see what delights Monday has in store for me. But let's go back to the top 10. Where were we up to? We were up to number 8, so that means number 7. No, we did number 7. Health alerts come into force ahead of second heat wave. Number 6, I found a bacteria-eating virus in my loo. Could it save your life? I haven't had breakfast yet. I think I'll leave that one. Number 5, Britain will bake an NHS cash link to success. That's the What the Papers Say roundup, obviously. Number 4, Glastonbury, the 1975, deliver a polished but safe headline slot. Number 3, hundreds of NHS quangos to be scrapped. Number 2, Trump says he is cutting off trade talks with Canada. And number 1, in pictures, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding in Venice. Yes, I think the Kardashians were there and Leonardo DiCaprio was there. That was something that I think I saw earlier. So let's see what's going on at the top of the Daily Mail quickly. And that is the wedding that I just mentioned as well. So then the second top headline, how a camel herder from Qatar who can't speak a word of English ended up living in London's smartest street, then tried to rape a woman in a private heart clinic where he was being treated. So that's the second top headline at the moment. And also, Prince Harry says Meghan was most trolled person in the world. And Val's royal couple will continue to live their life by truth in surprise New York appearance. Yes. Independent news time, folks. RT.com. See what's going on over there right now. Top story, Zelensky is politically dead, Russia's top UN diplomat. He's called Vasily Nebenzia. I think I might have pronounced that right. He looks like a large version of Daniel Benzali out of Murder One. Okay. Putin respects US once again, according to Trump. UK government comments on incoming MI6 chief's Nazi family links. Apparently the new chief had a grandfather who was apparently in the Nazi party. I think had some position there. Read that somewhere else. Let's go over to rents.com. See what's going on over there. Scroll down. And it's articles about the Israeli attack on Iran. This is in this first section. So there's a lot of things there. One headline I saw interesting here. Well, it reminds me of something else. I'll give you a headline here. Trump decides not to ease sanctions against Iran as Ayatollah Khomeini won't recognize US victory. Trump's ego out of chaos. That takes us to a Russian website called topwar.ru. en.topwar.ru. Well, yesterday I was, later in the day, I look at other things to listen to, like Jim Rizzoli and the Health Ranger Report. And even I'll look at, see what Alex Jones has put up, see if there's, if I'm scratching around for things to listen to, then I'll go over there. And I went to Health Ranger Report, and I found a couple of shows that firstly, I thought, this looks really interesting. 12-minute show. So it's cut out of his main show, but it's a section. He cuts sections out of the main show, which is quite useful, actually, if you just want to hear that little bit, rather than like a 2-hour show. Fanatical Israeli operatives now represent the highest risk of domestic terrorism in the USA. So I thought, that sounds interesting. I'll give that a listen. But a 17-minute show that was up there, more proof that Trump and Iran are cooperating to counter Israel's dangerous reach. I thought, don't buy that. But being as it's Brighteon.com, which is the best platform out there for the fact that you can download the MP3 of any of their shows. So, and the other thing that I take my hat off to Mike Adams for is I only listened to 9 minutes of the one about the Israeli operatives that I just mentioned, because he says, oh, that's it for now. And then the next 3 minutes will be some promotion he's doing. But you can listen to that if you like, but he doesn't blast you with it and things like that. He's quite respectful of you. So he says, oh, that's all, I've just covered that bit. So you can, and I think that that's good. Not keep trying to surreptitiously bombard you with adverts. So that's a couple of good things about the guy. But the chance of, apparently, I listened to a bit of it and then I was like, nah. But essentially saying that Israel are linked with the UK, which I do not doubt, but and Trump is trying to break away from that, and he's going to sort of make Iran stronger so they act as a counterbalance in the Middle East, and he can get on with what he wants to do in America rather than be distracted by overseas issues. That was what I was getting. But for me, the chance of Trump doing anything like that is just ridiculous. So it was worth listening to a bit of it anyway. I admire his courage to put something like that out. You never know, maybe he will be proved right at some point. But based upon the way that Trump subserviently pushes in Netanyahu's chair and seems to do all sorts of other things for Israel, I'd be very surprised if suddenly he sided with Iran. Okay, let's go on to halturnerradioshow.com. There's a picture of the Prime Minister of Italy with the headline cocaine question mark. That's the top story. So you can have a look at that, and there's others down there. Let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website, and thank Mark for his support of this show, and Jeff Rents as well for broadcasting it on rentsradio.com. The top article here on earthnewspaper.com at the moment is a video when Romania executed its dictator on live TV by Penguin History. That is a Rumble video, and it is 9 minutes 55. I recognise the still image. I think I might have even used it for a show of my own of them being executed. I'm not sure if I want to watch the actual video of it, but it's only 9 minutes if it's something that interests you. They weren't particularly nice people, but as it says here in the show title, all they that hate me love death. I understand. I've seen Laws of the Bible. I'm not going to get into that now, but I'm just one of those people. It's like, it's good that those evil people are taken out of there, but it's a bit like, I don't want to see how the sausages are made. Does that make sense? Okay, let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. See what is going on over there. So waiting for that to load up. And we'll see if we can get through it before the pop-up box comes up. Number 10 went up 5 hours ago, 123 people viewing. News treason. Storm is here. 6/28/25. Trump gave the green light. Worldwide military takeover. Number 9 went up 5 hours ago, 137 people viewing. Juan O'Savin and David Nino Rodriguez drop bombs. 6/28/25. Biden executed at Gitmo. Number 8 went up 11 hours ago, 138 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, big explosive, 6/27/2025. What's coming is worse than World War III. Number 7 went up 11 hours ago, 175 people viewing. And we know, 6/27/25, Trump America is finished. MIT, desperate people do desperate things. I don't know what MIT is. Number 6 went up a day ago, 194 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Derek Johnson and Ricardo Bossi drop Intel bombs. 6/27/25. America will be struck next. Number 5 went up 12 hours ago, 198 people viewing. Monkey Works, Eyes in the Sky. What are they watching? Sit rep. Again, have no idea of that acronym. Number 4 went up 13 hours ago, 207 people viewing. Secrets Jesus Never Told the Church, Gnosis of Awakening, The Hidden Mysteries That Jesus Taught Only To, and then the headline runs out. Number 3 went up 12 hours ago, 221 people viewing. Bondi Bombshell, No 2020 election prosecutions, 2025. Number two went up 12 hours ago, 299 people viewing. Michael Jaco, huge intel, 06-27, 2025. The coming fight for US cities, important update by Michael Jaco. And number one went up 12 hours ago, 381 people viewing. Gene Decode and Robert Khalil, situation update, June 27. Everyone needs to know 2025. And I don't. I find it strange that all the people I talked about that I listened to on today's show don't get any mention in the Before It's News top 10. Although some people do multiple times in the same top 10. I guess they're like the Beatles over there with several hits in the top 10 at once. Or maybe there's more to it. Anyway, let's call it a show. I want to thank all of you for joining me. Well, I'm talking to you, episode 237, All They That Hate Me Love Death. I'm now going to record tomorrow's traditional Christian message. I'll be back with you then on Tuesday with Dr. Peter Hammond. And until then, folks, don't get too hot. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.